it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night. Ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end...
What will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
Hello, hello, hello. I'm Matt Williamson. How's everyone doing? I got some Steeler odds and ends to discuss today. So, people don't often look at the draft in this light, but players do. And the Steelers draft hurt some current Steeler players. And I just mean it's going to be tougher for them to make the team. You know, things like that. There's more competition showing up. Draft picks are get the benefit of the doubt. You pretty much know the top five round guys are going to make every team they're on as rookies. You know, see what I'm saying? But I'm kind of hinting around this for a while. And I wanted to highlight a couple Steelers that could be on the bubble, could have a tough time making the team, could maybe end up being trade bait. You know, I mean, I think Omar Khan's done a great job, you know, trading guys like Kendrick Green for late round picks, you know, and that's more of a training camp thing as people, you know, get hurt around the league and you get a better feel for who's to make the team and who isn't. But I wanted to start with the receivers. I think Calvin Austin is not guaranteed anything. I mean, I really do. I mean, I think Van Jefferson and Quez Watkins are the same level player of Austin. So are they going to keep three number four type receivers? In my opinion, I don't think so. I mean, that doesn't mean he can't be one of the ones to keep, but he's small. He doesn't block. He's been around a while. They know him, and they don't seem to have a ton of faith in him. I mean, he obviously has some skills that we all like. Obviously, the speed, the big play ability. But when he's out there, too, he's a little bit of a tell, especially in Matt Canada's offense. You know, how many – you're not going to give him end around after end arounds, things like that. So I wonder, might they turn him into a seventh-round pick when we get into camp, especially if they acquire more wide receiver, you know, of note between now and then. Now, Dan Moore is another one, especially if he can't play right tackle. Like, I almost don't care about which of the, you know, recent first-round picks plays left or right. But if Moore can only play left as a backup, there's only one player on the field who can get hurt for him to have any value. You know what I mean? So if he's only a backup left tackle and can't show to be the swing guy or even some guard capability, he has left tackle starting experience. Maybe they move him at camp or something and get something decent for him. He's also a free agent after the year. I can't imagine they have big plans to resign him. You know, he's drafted a tackle 2 years in a row. I know that they like Dalen Cook quite a bit. And maybe they think Dalen Cook can be a true swing tackle for you. Just throwing that out there. No one's telling me these things. These are just my observations. Sticking with the O-line, I wonder about Herbig. Herbig's making an okay buck. You know, you could cut him, trade him, whatever, and get some salary cap space. He's a big, huge dude that is a mauler. I always kind of scoffed at him ever being the center. But if I mention his style of play, because I think they want athletes there. They want guys that can get out in space, move laterally more than he can. I don't know how well he fits. I mean, I obviously am aware his brother's on the team, but that's not going to stop them from, you know, moving on from a player that they can get something for or cap space or whatever. And I also, much like Dalen Cook, I know they like Spencer Anderson as an interior offensive lineman who's cheap and young. So, and then a couple guys on defense. I've been saying this for a while, that it's put up or shut up time for Loudermilk. And to a lesser degree, Liao. I mean, Liao's still really young. He's got a year on those guys. But, I mean, if it's the whole season, either Loudermilk or Liao was active. If you can't beat out the other, you know, I mean, I know the guys ahead of you were decent, but I don't know that either one of those guys should be real comfortable. And then the last one is Holcomb. This is a cruel league. If he's injured, he's making money. They just drafted a linebacker that potentially might be better than him right this minute, give or take. You signed Queen. Roberts isn't going anywhere. He could be a cut candidate if he's not ready to save some money or whatever. Or, I mean, certainly could be a pup candidate as well, you know, physically unable to perform. So I'm just throwing it out there. I mean, if you can get cap relief or picks from Austin Moore, Herbig, Holcomb, Liao, you know, I don't think Loudermilk's going to get you much in that direction. I think this front office certainly will consider it. They've shown that time and time again. So I think that's important. BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats, all the latest stats, news, and scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. Bet online, where the game starts.
We took it all. We brought them to our land. An endless night, ember hot and icy cold. The rage of the earth. We made this curse. Carved it in the blood on our backs. We did not see. We could not, but she did. And in the end,
what will I become?
Senua Saga. Hellblade 2.
Play it now with Game Pass.
I want to address this wide receiver situation. And I don't know exactly where it came from, but I guess someone along the lines of, I think it was Brian McFadden, said something big's about to pop. Doesn't shock me. I don't know what his source is, whatever. I know he's a former player with the team. And Michael Gallup signed with Vegas. So Davante Adams' name's been thrown out quite a bit. Obviously, the Niners dudes, you know, Debo and Ayuk, still keep hearing about them. I also think their big slot receiver, Jennings, who's a free agent, would be somebody I would have interest in. He's not the same level of Debo and Ayuk and Adams, obviously. But I do think the Niners drafting two receivers is important here. You still hear Cortland Sutton. He would do the trick. I mean, I would be looking for someone basically Cortland Sutton or better. Two names that I kind of dug up from, I went through all the teams that don't have exuberant amount of cap space. So basically went through like 25 teams, and especially the ones at the bottom that are really tight against the cap now, and just looked at who are some receivers that would give that team cap relief that you could get pretty cheap. And two names I came up with were Brandon Cooks with Dallas and Slayton with the Giants. Slayton's not making as much as Cooks. But these are dudes I think you could probably get cheap, and they would help the Steelers. They would be in the top five to me. They would be ahead of the Austin, Jefferson, Watkins tier. Who knows how they fit in with Roman Wilson, but probably ahead of them right off the bat. And then there's another name, a guy I've always thought is a little overrated, but Zay Jones. He got released on Tuesday by the Jags. And as the Jags often do, they signed someone to a bad contract. They signed a good player to a great player contract, and then they end up cutting. Nobody cuts players 2 years into a contract more than the Jags. Now, if I were to pick up Zay Jones for free, he's a free agent right now, I would have interest. And again, that would put a lot of heat on Austin. Who cares? But by no means would that mean I'm done. I look at Zay Jones as a number three. But on this team, he would be a starter opposite Pickens. Again, I would not be done with that. But I just want to put those receiver names out there. There's a lot of smoke as we speak right now that something big is going to happen. I've been saying for months almost that they can't be satisfied with their receiver situation and the draft isn't enough at this point. But those are the names. And of course, I'll react to something if and when it happens. Adams from Vegas would obviously be a wow move. And I don't think he would cost you a first round pick next year. A first round pick for me, even including my Ayuk, is off the table next year. Just considering your quarterback situation. I mean, you don't have a quarterback under contract. That first round pick might have to go quarterback, or who knows, you know? So I can't be moving a first round pick, but anything other than that, I would be listening depending on the level of player. So there you have it. So let's talk about that. That's the receiver situation. We talked about dudes that were kind of on the cusp or put up or shut up, crossroad type guys. And then I also saw this as just the last thing I wanted to mention today. But all three of the Steelers' day three selections, McCormick, Lee, Watts, were all big-time standouts during the East-West Shrine Bowl week. Everyone pays attention to the Senior Bowl and the standouts and all that stuff. But these three really shined there. And it makes me wonder who in attendance, who all from the Steelers organization was in attendance there. And, you know, no one pays attention to the Shrine Week. But I thought that was interesting, especially with McCormick. So I've heard some people I really trust in the, you know, the DraftKnick community, media, said, and I went back and watched, and I basically agree with him too. Like, watching his tape at South Dakota State, it's good. But he doesn't look like the tester he was at the combine, which was close to being off the charts, which was top-notch interior O-line testing. However, at the combine, all the drills, as well as the testing, of course, were exceptional by McCormick. And by all accounts, his week at the Shrine Bowl was super athletic looking. So did he have an ankle or a hamstring or something during the season that he got over? You know, they would have all that information. We don't. But I think what they're betting on and what we're all hoping for is the most recent version of McCormick, stuff since the regular season ended, you know, combine, Shrine Bowl, all those type of things, is the real version of him. And maybe he just started training different, you know, instead of being with South Dakota States, which isn't Bama or Clemson or Notre Dame's training staff, maybe he hired his own dude. I'm just, you know, spitballing here, but he looks like a different athlete since the regular season than he did on the field during the season or in any other year. And it's the better version. So I assume the Steelers are hoping that's what they get. But I just found that interesting with him. And in fact, frankly, all three of them were big time Shrine standouts. All right. I didn't hear anyone else talking about that, but talk to you guys tomorrow. Over and out.